In Afghanistan, a convoy of US-led forces has come under attack in the southern city of Kandahar, leaving 8 of them injured. Now, the attack occurred near Kandahar airport when a militant blew up his explosive jacket as the convoy was moving toward the airport. Several people, including Afghan army soldiers, have also suffered injuries. The injured have been shifted to a military hospital, and Afghan security forces have sealed off the area. The Taliban have claimed responsibility for the latest attack. Faiz Khurshid is our correspondent in Kabul with us now live. So Faiz, what else can you tell us about the number of casualties? Because what we're getting, I think, are not the latest information.
Well, Omar, I have been told by an Afghan top military man in Kandahar that 8 foreign troops have been killed and wounded, but it has not been confirmed yet by the U.S. military headquarters here in Kabul. We have been told by the U.S. military men here in Kabul that they have launched an investigation into this latest attack on their forces in Kandahar, and they will soon release the findings of their investigation. But Afghan sources are telling us that foreign troops there have suffered casualties. There were also a number of Afghan security forces and civilians too. 5 Afghan security forces have been also wounded. 3 Afghan civilians have also been injured in this latest attack. And the Taliban claim responsibility for this, saying that the scores of American forces have been killed. And this is the latest Taliban attack on these forces in that part of this country. It's a very dangerous region. Kandahar is the birthplace of the Taliban militants, and Kandahar air base is usually under fire by the Taliban militants. So it's not an isolated incident, and the Taliban militants are stepping up their attacks across Afghanistan against American forces. But the recent upsurge of violence comes at a time as the U.S. In the Afghan government are planning to sign a security agreement, although we do know that talks have not been resumed by the Afghan government over this bilateral security agreement. And if this agreement is signed, the Americans would be able to stay here beyond 2014 deadline and set up their permanent military bases, something that the Taliban and other militant groups are very angry about. They say that they would continue to fight against foreign troops as long as they are stationed here.
Faiz Khurshid, the correspondent in Kabul there. Faiz, thank you.